Episode 2352, Dad, A Tiny Little Word.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, you made it, it's Friday. Yay! And that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Today, though, I'm not going to be upset. It has been a very long week. I am glad we are looking into the weekend because it's a special weekend. It's Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all of our listeners and their families. You know what? I want you to take a deep breath. Because God's got something in store for you today. And sometimes we get so busy, we get so crazy that we forget to breathe. Connect your breath with your heart. Dad, A Tiny Little Word. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live Love and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. I love these three letters put together, D-A-D, Dad, a tiny little word with a great big impact. The eyes light up as the low voice greets the child at the door. Daddy's home. Do you remember one of those days way back when for your childhood? This weekend is a special day where we celebrate fathers. Now, before we get too far into this, I know this is going to be difficult for individuals for various reasons. First, please know that I am praying for you. And I want you to give your heart permission to feel what it needs to at this time. Don't add unnecessary pressure to yourself trying to act like someone you are not. If you need to be sad and a little bit mopey, then be okay with that. Don't try to be something that you're not. And some of these celebrations that we do, it just kind of brings up within us some uneasy feelings. And some things we just haven't worked out. So for now, I want you to own your feelings. They're yours to feel. Now, for those of you who have experienced a good father and imperfectly perfect dad, today you get to celebrate, remember, and honor. That is your kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Celebrate, remember, and honor. I feel like we need to have a lot more kisses because our dads work hard. And I was asking my children, I said, what does dad mean to you? And they kind of looked at me strangely like, are you really asking me that question? I'm like, yeah, I am. They're like, research, right? And I'm like, yep, research. Anyway, so I kind of just grabbed a few things that they said, but one thing was dads sacrifice a lot. Dads generally are a good sport in life. They laugh. You know, they see the funnier side of things. They see the brighter side of things. They're very hardworking. They hang out past their bedtime. I thought that was interesting. I'm like, yeah, we really don't have a schedule. We go 24/7, 365. And I feel like it's nonstop at times. They're very funny and obnoxious with a smile. They all have their quirks, right? That's why we love our dads. And they are tough, yet tender. That describes a lot of my dad. And I miss him greatly. He's been gone way too long. But there's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't think about him and the influence he had on my life. I don't know where you sit in your situation, not for your children right now, but I want you to think about your relationship with your father or the person who was acting as your father. Okay, some of us, we didn't have that dad that we really wanted. You know, for whatever the circumstances were. But maybe there was someone that showed up in your life that filled that position. So I want you to think about that for yourself right now. We'll come back to the children, your children, but I want you to think about you. How do you celebrate dad in your heart? And I ask that question because we can go out and we can buy things. We can wrap up the biggest present that they've been waiting for forever. But what is it and how is it that you can celebrate your father in your heart? You see, that's what I think we're missing nowadays. We're so busy. We're so streaming things. We're flipping through our feeds going, oh yeah, that looks great. And it's got the perfect family. And you're like, I'm not the perfect family. No, you're not. And neither are the ones that you see in your feed. But I want you to connect your dad with your heart today. What is it for you that says, I want to celebrate my dad? Or like I said, if it's not your dad, your biological father, or your adopted father, it may be your mentor father or your coach father, whoever you feel like had that influence in your life. How can you celebrate him? And then number two, remember. For me, it's my time to really remember my dad because he's no longer with us here on earth. But his living legacy has left an imprint through our family. I mean, we are talking about my father to my grandson, which would be his great-grandchild. I want him to know him as if he was here. We have pictures all over the house. Now, remember could be something else. Maybe it's recognizing, you know, what your dad has gifted you. Maybe your dad instilled in you confidence, maybe in a strange way. But for you, it stands out. You're like, yeah, that's what my dad did. Maybe it was playing baseball. Maybe it was another sport or how to drive. What is it for you? How can you remember your dad? And I want you to connect it to your heart. Be grateful that you have a father who cares. That tiny word with great impact, dad. Celebrate, remember. And finally, number three, honor. Honor your dad with your actions and words. You know, I don't have my father here on earth, but one way I honor him is how I raise my children. My influence in their lives because he influenced my life. And then the influence that I have on my grandchild. I also look at the influence that I have within my children's friends and the community. You see, we don't see the living legacy of our dads. Dads are heroes. And we sometimes just kind of chalk it up to, oh yeah, they like to play around. They like to wrestle. They like to go do sports and it gets a little bit wild and rowdy with dad. They work really hard. They play really hard. But they're also your greatest cheerleader. So today, as you begin to go into the weekend to celebrate dads, I want you to look for yourself this time and ask yourself, how can I celebrate my dad? How can I remember him? How can I honor him? And then I want you to extend that to your children. Ask them to participate. And instead of going out and spending lots of money, yeah, go to, you know, lunch or dinner if you want to do that, but you don't have to buy extravagant gifts. Sit down and write something. If your kiddos are too young, guess what? Let them talk to you and you write it for them. Or like with me, when I did it when my kids were little, I had them draw. I would ask them and I'm like, okay, let's pick out some pictures. Or we would make a collage. There are so many things you can do that will actually be a gift to their father. So this Father's Day. As much as the world is crazy out there, your home, that within your four walls, it doesn't have to be that way. And I also want to add this in for a moment because there are a lot of blended families in this world, and there is nothing wrong with that. Some people have issues and carry shame and guilt. And I say, no, you did what you needed to do at the time it was. You did what was best for you and your family and for those involved. But making the assumption that your children and the father of your children, that doesn't mean you have to be married to them right now, okay? But the father of your children, assuming that both the children and the father, it's a safe environment, okay? We're not talking about abuse here or anything. We're talking about a safe, secure environment. I want you to be an advocate for their dad. And yes, that means even if you're divorced. And I know that's hard because I've worked with many moms who have divorced. And they're like, I just can't get there. And I'm like, but you can't take that away from him. And I think sometimes we forget dad, a tiny little word that has great impact. We need to remember that. And we need to be able to lift up our dads, all of our dads. And today, especially, if you're a dad listening, thank you so much for being imperfect, for loving your children, for loving their mom, and most importantly, for showing up unconditionally, giving it all you have, even when you don't know what you're doing. Thanks, Dad, for everything. I love you so much. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, happy Father's Day weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.